p.m. on Tuesday, February 5th. I'm convening a special meeting of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number One Board of Commissioners. And today's meeting is specifically to accommodate discussion and validation of the contract for the interim chief, Carl Kutzing, of San Juan Island EMS. I'll just recapitulate a little bit of the recent history since the last regular district meeting in that the contract was ultimately discussed between counsel for Carl and counsel for the PhD, with particular emphasis on Section 6, which will come up perhaps for more scrutiny by the board since it's significantly altered. I thought I would field comments or questions or concerns from individual board members prior to offering a motion for this. That will save us time in not having to go through the process of modifying the motion and then voting on each modification. We'll start with you, Dr. Queen.
I'm wondering if it would be prudent to put a cap on the number of PTO days that could be accrued.
Say again?
I'm wondering if it would be prudent to put a cap on the number of PTO days. Under Exhibit B, this is page 9 of the document.
I thought that was at 37 or something like that?
In the very back.
Exhibit B, yeah, last page of the document.
Very last page, but that should be easy to find.
Letter E.
So where are we now, Dr. Mark?
Exhibit B, the last page of the...
The very last page.
This is the previous interim chief agreement, one that has highlights on it.
Okay.
But don't we normally, isn't this the normal, you accrue a PTO day every year and as you go through?
That's what I said, what I'm suggesting is, for discussion, is perhaps we should cap the maximum accrued.
Do we do that for any of the other employees?
Oh, we have historically.
Well, you know, relative to Chief Martin's contract, it was discreet, what, 43 PTO days a year or something like that, Jerry?
And then the way the policies and procedures are is that you accrue one per year, and then there's a maximum after so many years.
Yeah, and that's not stated in this contract, and perhaps it should be.
Well, so PTO for the terms of the agreement following district policy. So you're citing district policy, correct, Chief?
Yeah, so current policy after so many years on the job, it caps.
So was that articulated? I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it in the last several years, have I?
Well, he's referencing district policy.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen the district policy in several years. I'm wondering if we shouldn't just incorporate it into this document.
Do you know what the cap is, Jerry, on top of your head?
I can take a look real quick.
Okay. Any other comments or concerns, Mark?
Has this been motioned?
No, this is predating the motion. If we have things we need to add to the motion, we can do so ahead of time, as opposed to doing serial modifications or amendments to a motion, which is very clumsy procedurally.
So the only question I had was on 7.1, without cause.
Oh, wait a second. Mark has it for one.
Well, how about, if you don't mind coming back to me, there was one other issue, but it was a very minor point. I'm not putting my hands on it.
Okay, so we'll skip over you, Warren.
So... If this contract gets terminated because we go over to EMS...
To Fire 3?
I mean, over to Fire 3. What happens? Is that trip that Carl can then say, no, I just want my severance, and then go reapply over at Fire District 3 and do a double dipping?
I don't see that as a possibility inherent in this contract. Does that, any other commissioners see it that way?
No.
No. It's best, in fact, it talks about returning to prior position or similar position.
It
talks about what happens.
I guess this is the attorney in me reading this, but if we move everything over, they're going to want new contracts, that we'd have to terminate contracts. That wouldn't be with cause, as far as Carl goes. It would be with cause as far as moving over there, which then puts us in that, in this position of the severance clause. And I have to tell you, I'm sort of negative on severance clauses for public employees anyway. They're very rare in the public sector as opposed to the private sector. But that was my question. I just don't know the answer.
If I may, 7.13 talks about going over to, if there's a, going over to the fire district 3.
Correct.
Right.
And it's actually, this is the same phraseology that we've had for many weeks now in the serial drafts that we had shared with the board. So I think it's pretty self-explanatory, frankly. Any other comments, sir? Okay, Annalisa.
I'm happy with the contract.
Very good.
As it stands.
Rebecca.
I'm happy with this 412th version of the contract.
That's incorrect. 417.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments?
No.
And I'm happy with the contract, too. Of course, it's my baby in part, so there you have it. So I call for a motion to accept.
Wait, we have to get Jerry.
Oh, Jerry's back there doing something.
Oh. It talks about staff paramedics, paramedic officers, staff nurses, but there's nothing with the maximum for the chief officer.
So I suggest a cap. We've run into issues before with previous contracts.
This isn't interim position, though.
I understand, so, but there's also renewability built into it.
At which case you can renew the whole contract again every time.
Well, that's true. We'll strike it right the first time, I say.
Well,
unfortunately, you know, it's pretty arbitrary, particularly in the context of, as Rebecca said, an interim contract, which by definition doesn't have long-term longevity, at least particularly with the potential for the consolidation with 5-3. So,
well, why seek specificity with regard to anything in the contract, arguing that it's an interim contract for the interim chief?
So, okay, so if the board agrees with your consideration, what number would you want to proffer?
How about 44 days?
And Jerry, you get 44 or 46?
I'm at 45, I believe.
You're at 45?
It's a hypothetical.
Sure. So it would take him 7 years to get to that point of having that sort of PTO accumulated. What are the chances between now and that time that, one, there would be a consolidation and this wouldn't matter, and two, that we, if there wasn't a consolidation, then we would redo his contract as not an interim chief, but a chief.
I'm not assigning probabilities here. I'm just addressing what could be a runaway PTO accumulation, that's all. And again, this is speaking from past experience with other contracts, other employees, that I think there's value in just saying, why, and why not, I guess is the question, putting a cap on PTO, which also could be revised.
Yeah, and there is precedent in that regard in terms of a cap with paramedic salaries, that one of our individuals, our most senior paramedic, has bumped up against here for a number of years.
So. That's what I was thinking.
Carl, your thoughts?
I'm fine either way. Again, it's as Annalisa expressed, to get to any sort of cap that's being discussed is 7 years, and that's, in my mind, that's not the intent of an interim contract. I mean, either it's going to turn into a regular chief's position, and the contract needs to be renegotiated, or if it's going on for 7 years, oh boy, Lord help me, all of us. But I'm fine with having that specificity in there. That's okay. That's totally acceptable.
Well, I hope to be here in 7 years, so Let's think of it that way, too. Okay, do you want to proffer a motion then to add that as a additional item or a modification of the contract?
Sure. I so move that we make the PTO cap 44 days.
Call for a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I do have a question. So the paramedics have a cap, but do the employees have a cap?
Yes.
Okay. So everybody has a cap except for the chief then?
Correct.
Okay. Are you talking about PTO cap, chief, or wage cap?
PTO
cap.
PTO. Okay, fine. Any other comments? Call for a vote. All in favor?
I just have one more comment. So if we do put a cap on it, does that do something to your PTO that you already have now, where you're at? I don't know. I'm just...
Should not the way that this, my interpretation...
Okay, in this position now. Or
the position that I have now, I have a couple of options, either rolling it over or cashing it out. This is a brand new situation with PTO.
Your current PTO is, what, 24 days?
24 days.
Any other comments? Call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously, and thank you, Carl, for that.
Absolutely.
Now the board calls for a motion relative to the contract in toto.
In toto.
I'll second.
In toto. As written.
I got it.
Okay.
In toto, too.
Mark,
and I hear a second.
Yes.
Okay. Discussion? Discussion? Dr. Mark?
No.
Annalisa?
No.
Rebecca?
No.
No.
No. Call for a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations. Now we are, I'm not going to adjourn yet because we're going to establish a tradition that hasn't been terribly apparent here, but it's certainly standard fare in other jurisdictions, and that is we would like to have a pinning of now Interim Chief Carl Kutze, and traditionally the wife, Anna, does the pinning, so please do so.
Before you pin him, did we see a full Nelson?
Touche.
I mean, photos would like a full Nelson as opposed to a pinning. Wait a minute, I'm going to help because this is really in this week. I'm going to put this camera on you.
The Polycom's broken though, so.
Oh, doesn't make any difference.
I suppose I should take this one off.
Yeah, can I have it?
No. I feel like this is like
1950s. Yeah. We used to do that story for Journey, right?
Yeah.
You want to come up here?
You know how to work the class?
Well, I figured it out.
Not too fast. We all got to set our cameras up because we had to turn our phones off. You know?
Slow-mo?
Don't stab them.
Yay!
Now you're supposed to.
Thanks, Tom.
Is that it?
Wow.
What?
Is that it? We're good. Yeah, we can't do anything else.
It's like the shortest meeting in history.
It's not over until I adjourn.
Yeah.
Meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
I need
and
to.
Please note the time. It is 4:00.